Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today we'd like to talk about the collective memory of the people of Israel. Be with us. It's going to be really interesting. Tal, please. Yeah, the people of Israel have a very rich collective memory. We went through many events, a long journey, and we're also considered to be a remembering nation. There are many commandments, mitzvot, that are related to remembering. Remember the Exodus from Egypt and so on. And there's a paradox because, on the other hand, we're a people that very quickly forgets things, especially the unpleasant things that we've experienced. For example, there's a war. We forget about it very quickly after it's over and go back to routine. When I studied political science, we were told that the politicians here have easy work because the people, they immediately forget. So there's this kind of concept that our nation has a short memory. The Holocaust was not that long ago, and people are already going back to living in Germany, meaning there is something about our memory that doesn't contain this big baggage that we're carrying around. So how does it work that on the one hand we have a lot to remember, and on the other hand we have a really short memory? First of all, we have to understand that we're not a people, a nation, but we're a collection of small nations that existed 3,500 years ago in ancient Babylon. Abraham, as the priest of Babylon, called out to the Babylonians as if, "Whoever wants to reach the Creator, come to me," meaning that he will reveal the correct way to exist to them, because back then there was a big crisis in Babylon. And they as if wanted to reach the sky, the Creator, egoistically wise, and it didn't work, of course. And Abraham said that he does know how to do it in an opposite way to how Nimrod does it. And part of the people listened to him, and they came with him, and he put together a group which is actually a result. These are actually representatives of the 70 nations that lived back then in ancient Babylon. And after these 70 nations dispersed, they became the entire humanity. And Abraham's group, it's not a people, it's not a nation. They don't have any genetic connection between them. There's only an ideological connection between them. Let's call it a spiritual connection, that they want to attain the Creator. And specifically because they're unrelated to each other corporeally, genetically wise, meaning they're not from the same mother and father, they're not close in any way. Because of this, they can connect between them spiritually, because of the spiritual goal, that if they connect between them because of the spiritual goal, then in that connection that they build between them upon their natural separation, they build a supernatural connection, spiritual one, then inside the sandwich, in the contradiction between these two layers, these two attitudes, they can reveal the Creator. Well, there are many words here that are not understood, but actually this is what Abraham explained to them. They agreed, and since then, they as if became a nation. And it's not a nation like other nations, and it's also written in the Torah that it's not a nation like any other, and that it's not counted as a nation. And the special thing about this nation is that if they're not connected to each other, then each of them has a memory of his own. There's no collective memory. Because These are supposed people that went through different events, but later they disperse. They have no collective connection like any other nation does, that then what they went through would have registered in their memory. Unless they rise above their corporeal differences and connect like Abraham taught them in love another as thyself, then between them they create a different kind of memory, a higher memory that's above their ego. And then inside this memory, they start feeling the upper force that controls them. And then their memory really becomes collective because they become as one body. We see it, suppose, a row of soldiers, or animals, suppose, that are walking one behind the other, and they have a corporeal memory. But if they annul toward each other and all connect as one, then they no longer walk one behind the other, but they walk according to the collective guidance. They feel their collective mind. It's like fish in the ocean. There are millions of fish, and they all start turning in a certain direction. And the last ones, they don't look at the first ones, where are they turning? But they turn together with the first ones. How do they know? It's called a superorganism. Exactly. The same with birds. Thousands of birds, suddenly all of them together, they all turn at the same time, not one after the other. This is the collective memory, the super memory. And where do they have this from? Because they know how to connect as one body. So the people of Israel, even though that they come from the 70 nations of the world, if they succeed in connecting above their separation, then they also become as one. And then they have one memory on condition that this is how they connect. And this is the collective memory, one for all, and you can't erase it. It's called a spiritual memory. It's a spiritual feeling. It's spiritual attainment. It's a spiritual memory. But this is on condition that they're connected, all of us as one, like the birds or fish. If they don't connect as one, that for some reason there is separation between them, then this memory disappears. And then they can say pretty words, each of them crying about himself, no longer for the entire nation. A person can no longer do that then. And that's it. Everything disappears. And therefore, it's no wonder that we forget about the Holocaust and we don't experience it, but maybe we experience it in our families, wherever there is connection. But between families, among us, there is no connection like there is in other nations because we don't come from a common mother and father. We're not genetically related. We can only be close according to the spiritual idea. And therefore, either we're separated or we're like birds or fish. What is this mutual memory that we can attain? What is there about it? what we learned something from the past, not to repeat the same mistakes? What does it give us? This general memory, the spiritual memory, this special memory of the people of Israel. The memory of the people of Israel is good if we connect to the upper memory. It's good when we connect to nature, to the depth of nature. If so, we start attaining the spiritual system. Because the spiritual memory, it's everything. It's the most important part in reality. As if the Jewish tradition went through lots of efforts in order for the nation to remember its history, maybe more than any other people. No, in order to do this, they've built systems like religion, so that we'll do and celebrate these things in corporeal actions, and then, really, whoever does it, observes these things, and dedicates most of his life to these actions, then, as a result of these actions, he belongs to this memory. But the memory on the inanimate level. They know what to do because maybe this is how it used to be. Whereas whoever leaves this, the entire connection is gone, he doesn't know why, what for, and he simply disrespects it altogether. Meaning, if you don't keep doing it artificially, it disappears. Yes. Whereas the wisdom of Kabbalah says that we have to reach a state where, first and foremost, we're connected together as one man and one heart, and then we're like fish or birds in this collective memory, and then we really experience this inside ourselves. It's like a microprocessor that exists in us and controls us, and we can acknowledge it and control it. So if a single person on his own has a very limited memory and a very limited ability to perceive things, then the moment there is connection, there's not only the memory but something beyond it. What is it? Yeah, we have a mutual two-way connection. The memory influences us, and we influence the memory. That's called the connection of the people of Israel with the Creator. Okay, I want to see if I understand. From what you're saying, I understand that there are three different levels of connection according to which a person connects to a certain degree of the memory. The first degree is that there's like a school of fish or a flock of birds. This is how they're managed from above. From above meaning by nature? Yes, by nature. There's like this field, like a magnet that comes from nature that catches them together and they can't run away. And this field completely controls them. How are they going to fly or move in the ocean and so on? It's from above. It's not that they do something. It's instinctive. Yeah, it's from that memory. It's instinctive. So this is how nature builds a flock of birds, suppose. Doesn't matter how many birds, that all work as one. Yes, because there's one memory that operates all of them as one. It's not a memory. It's the upper force that sustains them this way as one. Okay, this is in nature. Now let's talk about human beings. Let's take the French people or the Russian people. Any other nation besides Israel. Now, the biological connection between the people gives them a feeling of a collective memory of that nation. Yeah, history. And now, the third level, the people of Israel. They don't feel this feeling that other nations have. They don't. Why? Because there's an ego between the people. There's no place for the memory. There's no ego between people and other nations. There is, but they also have a genetic connection. What are genetic connections? That they were born from the same mother and father, their brothers and sisters. A few generations back, suppose my wife, she's the 11th generation of the Baal Shem Tov. So in every group of people, at some point, there will be genetic connections. No, because we have to have a different kind of connection between us. Maybe your wife is related to her grandparents, but by no means to your grandparents. Obviously, because my family is from Yemen and she's from Europe. It doesn't matter. What's important is that there's no inner genetic connection. It doesn't matter where you've been to. So, again, just to understand this, a flock of birds, nature turns them into this one entity, yes, that all of them operate together as if they were one, yes. People can have a feeling of a collective memory if they're a part of the same nation, but not the people of Israel. They can't have this feeling. True, because they were created from the 70 nations that lived in Babylon. But they can feel like that flock of birds if they do what? If they draw upon themselves the upper force that makes them like the flock of birds. So they'll be then birds or humans? Birds. No, I'm asking seriously, is it regression or development? Development. Why? Because they're under the control of the upper force. But they're human beings, but they choose to be under the control of the upper force. And who is the upper force in this equation? The Creator? The upper force in nature? The very same He does with birds. He does with human beings, but the difference is that human beings want to be controlled by Him. Okay, and you also divided the Jewish people into two. You said that a person that keeps the customs of the Jewish culture and Jewish religion, he stays in touch with the collective memory, but on its still level. Those that were accustomed to it. This is something else, because habit becomes a second nature. So thanks to these habits, he has a very simple connection to that memory that the people of Israel are supposed to connect to. However, another person who's no longer accustomed to the Jewish customs and culture, this connection completely dissolves and he disconnects from that memory. Right. And all this isn't enough one way or another because there has to be a much stronger level of connection to that memory. And how do you develop it if not through the Jewish culture and traditions? By an awakening from above. Yeah, a person gets a certain awakening called the point in the heart, a lack for connecting with the Creator. This is how it's called. The point in the heart is the deficiency that a person who wants to connect to the upper force feels. He wants to know, what is life? What is the meaning of life? Where is it from? What is its purpose? And so on. But up till now, you talked about the connection between the individuals in a certain nation, that if there's a connection between us, then we can connect to this upper memory. I'm talking about the awakening of each and every one now. Awakening toward what? Toward the revelation, the attainment of the Creator. And then what? And then he starts digging and searching. Where is there a method of how to attain the Creator? And then, through that upper field that illuminated this desire in him, he reaches a place where he can realize it. And then what? He starts building these kinds of relations with other people? Of course, he comes to a place where there is what we call a ten, a group of other people, yeah, that want the same thing as he does. There's no relation, no connection between them, but they have a common idea. And then the teacher that's next to them, he teaches them how to connect in order to be like those fish or birds. Why did the people of Israel forget that they're so special and so on? Because they disconnected from spirituality, from the upper force. So that field that kept this awareness in them, yeah, other nations had a mother and a father, and we had an upper mother and father, which are also called Abba and Ima, mother and father, but these are upper sources. So we forgot who we are, where we came from, and we're wandering the world as if we're like everyone else. Right. What's supposed to remind us about this thing? How is it supposed to awaken? It awakens. It's called the Reshimo. That awakens. What is arashimo? Arashimo is a special impression that suddenly I feel that this is what I want. Meaning it exists in us, but it's a matter of time. It's a process, evolution. Yeah. Can we say that it's written in some mechanism of spiritual genetics? Where is it written? It's written in the general information that exists in nature. You can call it the general field. You can call it the field of the upper force. It doesn't matter how you call it. What does it really mean when a person recalls that it's all about this? This is the problem, that we don't know what the memory is. Because it sounds like recalling is much more than recalling something historic that happened. How come that you suddenly remember? How come that we suddenly forgot? So again, it's not simple. We're in a system that this is how it works. This is how it influences us, awakens a memory in us and erases it. When does it awaken? When does it erase? We don't know. It's a general program, general plan that works on everyone, and its purpose is to bring everyone to become like a school of fish or a flock of birds. All people, all Jews, including the inanimate, vegetative, and the animate. But you said that this is something that's only unique to the Jewish people. Through the Jewish people, everyone will have to integrate into this flock. I think that there are many people walking around not exactly knowing who they are, that they want to remember who or what they are. A person's drawn to history, anthropology, all these things, but a person that wants to remember who he is, what is he supposed to do? He can't know what his true roots are unless he starts studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. And what will this wisdom teach him? How the entire system works and his place in the system. So there is something that we don't remember about ourselves. Not only that we don't remember, but we don't know, we don't feel. Yeah? Something that's beyond this animate body that lives for so many years, that deep inside us, there's this memory of who we are, why did we come here? Yeah, but thank God, today, we're already experiencing a very special crisis that's happening all over the world, and these are already signs that we're starting to feel how much we're lacking the feeling of the correct connection between us. How much we have to be connected, directed. How good it would be if we were able to move like a flock, all of us together. Our life would have been calm, peaceful, full. It would have been a completely different development than the wars, the calamities, the personal problems, and so on. Suppose the people of Israel would have started feeling like a school of fish. How would this country, what would this country look like? What would it be like? What can I tell you? The country would have been as follows. Everyone would have been content. Everyone feels everyone. And everyone wants to help everyone. We don't need borders because the power of our flock pushes away any person that comes to us with a bad intention and draws into us, brings closer anyone who comes with a good intention. And we would have acknowledged the entire nature, the entire perspective of our development from beginning to end. We would have known the upper force. We would have lived an eternal life. We would experience good, heaven. Because I know and I'm familiar with everything that exists in reality. I simply know and am familiar with everything, and so is everyone else. And then our entire work is to only increase our connection more and more in order to discover the upper force between us, that general mind that force that controls us in a more and more powerful way. Is there such a thing as an eternal Jewish collective memory? Yeah? What is it? This is what it is. It's precisely the upper spiritual system called the soul of Adam HaRishon, literally meaning the first man. So the ability to become like a flock of birds or a school of fish, this ability will come because of the connection with that field of that collective memory that encompasses everything. How will it enhance our understanding about how to live correctly? How will this knowledge that will draw from the general field of our memory will benefit our life? Each and every moment we'll know how to realize it, form it in the best possible way. Simply, our entire life, moment after moment, will be fulfilled with ideal content. What does a person feel that he doesn't feel now? He feels that he lives an eternal life. What is an eternal life? He won't die? This is something that I can't explain. What level are you talking on? A clear understanding, clear attainment of everything there is, beyond time, space, and motion, beyond these deficiencies, because we feel all these things because we're deficient. But he simply rises to a different dimension. The feeling of a person's existence is different. He no longer lives out of deficiency, but out of perfection. We'll get there, and we'll see. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.